sleeping, and I know you're feeling the same way as me. I tell you to see it, don't want me to believe it, but I know you want me, and I can feel it when you look at me. I see it when you're touching me, and I never wanna know it better than the way that I feel you. I see you creeping, and I know you're feeling the same way as me. I tell you to see it, don't want me to believe it, but I know you want me, and I can feel it when you look at me. I see it when you're touching me, and I never wanna know it better than the way that I feel about you.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca. That is a sigh of relief.
because FunDrive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Indeed. What's up? Good morning. You are tuned in now to FEM Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. I am the host of this show for the next hour, bringing you some wonderful FemCon tracks and maybe some discussion, but I'm a little bit tired, so I don't know how much I'm going to talk today. I hope everybody had a wonderful long Easter weekend, got some treats from the Easter Bunny, or like, you know, just slept a lot if you had an extra day or two off. I sang a lot of karaoke this weekend. I thought I was going to hit my limit, and I didn't. I'm here to tell you that if you really love karaoke, I don't, like, truly love it. I don't think that there can ever be too much. But you have to really like it. If you're like on the fence about it, you probably will get over it. And if you hate it, then definitely don't do that. Although if you hate karaoke, I think you have some other problems to figure out. Anyways, that was my weekend. I'm going to start things off this morning with a track by the band Girls at Our Best. This is called Warm Girls. It is a little bit of a throwback. We're going to start things off a little older today. This song came out in 1980, I believe. Girls at Our Best were a British post-punk band, formerly known as the Butterflies. That's how they started out in 1979. And then they ended up changing their name to Girls at Our Best, which is actually a line from the song that I'm about to play. So this is Warm Girls by Girls at Our Best here on FEM Concept.
You do the rest, bring in your eyes.
Rice Cake Sardines by Divorcer. Divorcer are a brand new band from Vancouver. Some weird synth punk lo-fi vibes going on there that I really enjoy. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Eleanor, and thank you for tuning in. Before Divorcer, I played a track by the band Post Pink that was called FHE off of their 7-inch I Believe You Okay. Post Pink are from Baltimore. I really don't remember how I found them, but this album, I Believe You Okay, is out on Sister Polygon Records. And they actually, there's 8 tracks, and they actually fit them all on a 7-inch. And I've wanted to buy it for a really long time, and part of me just feels like I might do it because, like, you know, 7-inch, all those songs, really great. 7-inches are really nice, but usually they only have, like, 4 songs, and then you have to flip them really fast, and I don't know. It's quite appealing, so definitely check them out. Also, great band name, Post Pink. The internet always thinks you're trying to say Post Punk, but Post Pink. At the top of the set, it was the track Warm Girls by the band Girls at Our Best. That is a song from 1980. Long time ago. I was not born yet. Cool. Okay. I'm gonna play some stuff by some bands that are doing things this week. But first, I want to play a song by The Dreebs. They are a band from Brooklyn, and they played in Vancouver last week at a really great show with Puzzlehead and PC Worship and Shearing Pinks. Members of The Dreebs played in PC Worship as well, with the person whose project that is. And it was so good. It was so dark and heavy, but, like, not too much. Like, the way the songs changed their structure really, like, kept you guessing as to what was going to happen next. Somebody was playing an electric violin, which is really cool. It was just a guitar, an electric violin, and drums. The drummer was incredible. I like couldn't stop watching her. Like, she was so focused and so into what they were playing. Just fantastic. So I'm going to play a track called The Wall by Dreebs. This is off of an EP called Humiliation that actually came out like 4 years ago. They don't have anything newer on their Bandcamp right now, but I'm sure this one will be great.
Thank you.
Tomato Guitar by Fuzzy P. You're tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. My name is Eleanor. The show is Femme Concept, where I play all Femme Con tracks, which means that every song that I play has a woman who is producing the song, writing the lyrics, composing the music, or performing the piece. There's a woman in at least two, if not all four of those categories, and that's what makes it FemCon, and that is what I play, because I think it's important. So before Fuzzy P, with that track Tomato Guitar, I played the song Flowers in My Eyes by Adrian Teacher and the Subs. Both Adrian Teacher and Fuzzy P are bands from Vancouver, and they are playing a show this Friday at Redgate. It's a Stolen Gear fundraiser show, so all of the money raised from the show will go towards two bands, Tough Customer and Dad Thighs, whose jam space was broken into and they had a bunch of stuff stolen a few months ago. Real big bummer. So that show will feature Adrian Teacher, Dumb, Red Circle, and Fuzzy P. It's going to be really good, and if you come and buy a ticket, then you will be helping the bands replace the equipment that they had stolen from them, which is a good thing to do. Before Adrian Teacher, I played a brand new track from Chastity Belt. They are a band from Seattle, Washington, and that was the track Caught in a Lie off of their forthcoming album, I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone. That will be out on June 2nd on Hardly Art Records. Really looking forward to that one. It's been a long time, well, like 2 years since their last one, Time to Go Home, one of my favorite albums. of the last few years, just great. And they've only released two singles from this new album, I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone, but so far it seems to be a step towards maturity. I think it'll still be fun, but it sounds like their sound is a little bit more somber in a really good way. Like, I don't think that they can keep doing the same kind of fun thing forever, and I'm sure that would get boring for them. So really looking forward to hearing the rest of that. And then at the top of the set, it was The Dreebs with the track The Wall off of their EP Humiliation. Yeah. Okay. So continuing on here, I've got about 20 minutes left and just a bit more music to play. It's, you know, it looks pretty terrible outside, pretty rainy, but you know what? It smells good and it's like really warm. So I'm not going to complain too much about that. It's April somehow. It doesn't feel like April. This is a song by the band Gum Country. It is called Brain Song, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. dogs go on and leave the rug, pride your thighs. There's too much to love in a dirty napkin. Don't get me wrong, 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 don't get me wrong. I'm never really joking. You are the song, 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 and no one's even listening.
National Canadian Film Day 150 is a massive one-day celebration of Canadian cinema. On April 19th, great Canadian movies will be available at over 1,700 screenings in cinemas, libraries, public squares, and anywhere you can show a film. The best part of all? These screenings are completely free to the public. In Vancouver alone, there will be 22 events happening on one day. To celebrate at UBC, the film department is showcasing a brand new documentary on April 18th, and Mina Shum's Double Happiness will be playing on April 19th, following a Q&A with the filmmaker herself. More information can be found at canadianfilmday.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Ben.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
That's right. It's a great show. You should tune in. I've never actually heard that ad before, and I am so happy that I played it. It is very lovely. Okay, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR. It is the end, my friends. Last song. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned in. Lots more great programming coming up on air today. So I just played a track by Megabog that was called Marianne off of the album Happy Together. That is like a pretty new release. It came out this year, beginning of February. So really, really recently. Great, great, fantastic. Erin Berge, that's her project, and she has a bunch of other people that play on the album, like lots of different instruments and such, but really love her voice, really love all the sounds that she brings together. She's also from Seattle, similar to Chastity Belt, who I played earlier in the show. And before Megabog, it was the song Permanent by Carla Sagan. She is a Canadian musician, I think based from Montreal. That was off of a split, SLE split tape that came out earlier this year as well. And at the top of the set, it was the track Brain Country, or Brain Song by Gum Country off of their self-titled album. Gum Country is a project of former Courtney's member, Courtney, and or present Courtney's member. I don't know why I said former. She's still in the band, but as well as Connor, who I believe used to be in the local band Peace. So, yeah, I might have totally just got that wrong. No, I think he was. Anyways, great stuff. I will be back next week with more music, as always. I'm going to end things today with a track by Elisa Thorne. She is a Vancouver-based harpist, really incredible musician, and she is playing this Sunday at the CITR and CJSF Record Store Day After Party that's happening at the Astoria down on Hastings Street from about 2 to 7 p.m. We've got a bunch of bands. We've got Co-op, Jerk Jails, Sad Photography, Elisa Thorne, and Pale Red. It's $5 to get in. There also will be a live stream on air of the event if you can't make it. And there's going to be a bunch of people selling records and merch and cool stuff. Yeah, it's going to be good. So here's a song by Elisa Thorne to end things off. This is called Reds off of the album Hue, which is one of Elisa's projects called The Painting Project. And it's inspired by the artwork of her father, Bruce Thorne. If you go to Elisa's website, you can see the art. This is Femme Concept. Thanks for tuning in. I will catch you next time.